back, everybody, to episode 999. That's right, episode 9, if you didn't hear that. If you're new to the show, welcome, and if you're still with me since day one, I greatly appreciate it. So in this episode, I'm going to play some more music for you guys. I'm going to throw some more facts at you guys. I'm going to talk about the return of Mad Hatter shows. For the next 15 minutes, it's going to be you and I. So let's get this thing started. As I just said, I like to learn things every day, and some things are just BS. And there's some facts out there that you hear that you kind of don't think about right away, but you'll walk or drive and you'll be like, man, is that fact really true? It can't be. Or can it? See, and a guy, they love facts. We love facts. But the minute that I go up to my wife, Karen, and I say, hey, you want to know something? She's going to tell me, don't tell me no useless knowledge. That's all it is. So, I'm going to tell you 5 facts. If you like them, let me know. If you got a fact that you want me to know, you guys follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, message me, send me your fact. Here we go. Fact 1. The average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for red lights to turn green. I mean, think about it. 6 months of your life. I mean, it's got to be a little bit longer in Crown Point, Indiana, because those lights don't like turning green. But I'll give you a little tip, and you didn't hear it from me. But on some of the older lights, if you keep hitting your high beams, low beams, you know what I mean, in a rapid fashion, the sensors on the lights will think that you are an emergency vehicle and it'll change the light. Again, you did not hear that from me. Fact 2. A moonbow is a rainbow that happens at night. This is a very true thing. It's a rarity and happens mostly around waterfalls or really foggy nights where the moonbeams just come through the fog and it takes place. I mean, it's the same shape, but you got just darker grays and black. So keep an eye on that on a really foggy night. Even when your headlights hit it, the fog. Fact 3. Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on TV. Mr. Potato Head, to me, was like the very first introduction of Frankenstein, right? I mean, you put it together, you lose an eyeball, you could stick his hand in his eye socket, you could take his mustache nose and kind of put it where his hat is on top of his head, take his mouth, put it where his feet are. I mean, it was fun times, but now you look at it and you're like, man, how did I ever play with that? Fact 4. People don't sneeze in their sleep due to their brain shutting down the reflex. I mean, this is crazy. Not only am I giving you, as Karen says, useless knowledge or fact, but now I'm giving you medical stuff. I mean, think about it. I mean, I wish your brain could shut off some things sometimes all the time. This last fact, I really find it amazing, but a human can swim through a blue whale's veins. Now, a blue whale is the biggest creature on Earth. It can weigh up to 105 tons, reach 115 feet in length. Its heart is about 1,300 pounds and is the size of a small automobile. And not only can you hear that heart for up to 2 miles away if you listen underwater, I mean, you really got to listen because the heart only beats 8 to 10 beats a minute, which is crazy in itself, but it's so big that you could swim through its veins. Who did that to even come up with that fact? Did you wake up one morning and be like, I wonder if I get swallowed by a whale, cut it open a little bit and just go swimming? Or, yeah, I don't know how it happened, but I find that really amazing. And I hope you enjoyed them. Like I said, if you got a fact that you think I should hear or you want to throw on me, add me in a DM to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys all follow me, so why not talk to me? Don't just stay there and be a ghost and be a stranger in the shadows. Anyways, moving on. So next segment, since episode one, I've always liked to play music for you guys that I feel you should listen to. You may know it, you may not. You may know the artist, you may not again. But if you don't know me, one of my favorite all-time movies is The Blues Brothers, which featured the original John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. They first appeared on Saturday Night Live in 1978. And this song that I'm about to play for you was their first song that they played when they were introduced. So, ladies and gentlemen, turn up the volume, roll down the windows if you're in the car, if you're in the house, in the kitchen making food, do a little dance, because here's the Blues Brothers with Soul Man. I really hope you enjoyed that song. I really hope I don't get in trouble for playing that song. But if I do, oh well. I think you guys broadened your guys' music a little bit. That was a little bit of the blues. And again, they traveled around. They made a movie. They made two movies. The second one wasn't really that great. It was filmed mostly in Toronto, actually, instead of Chicago. But they made Toronto look like Chicago. So it was cheaper to the film up there. In each movie, they have so many musical artists, so many Hollywood artists, you know, actors that have cameos. But the music is so great. Their first album was called A Briefcase Full of Blues, which is where Soul Man was on. So, I mean, if you got Spotify or Amazon Music, download it. They got lots of great copy tunes, and I think you'll enjoy them all. So this show is brought to you by Sticking Together, Permanent Vinyl Decals, And you can apply these vinyl stickers to vehicle windows, craft projects, and basically anything that you could think of. Now they have personalized memorials, holidays, pets, monograms, professions, and more. You can find these guys at www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com. They have amazing stickers, vinyl decals. They're really cheap, so check them out. Again, that's www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com, and tell them Scott sent you. So, at the very beginning, I told you that Mad Hatter's shows was returning, and they are bringing Donnie Baker to the stage near you. I swear to God they are. Thursday, September 3rd in Lafayette. Friday, September 4th in Hobart. And this particular show has an extended show, and it's being taped. And then to finish it off is Saturday, September 5th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And all tickets can be purchased at madhattershows.com. They have so many artists coming that you should really check out. They got Andy Dick coming. Chris Kattan's coming. Kevin Farley, who's the brother of Chris Farley. They got a lot of talent. Second Chance, Donnie Baker, Pauly Shore. I meant Pat Godwin and Reno Collier, they're all coming. Jeremy Piven's even coming. You know him from Entourage and Smoking Aces and Black Hawk Down. So check that out. Check out their website. Tickets are really cheap. I mean, you can't go to a major city and go to these shows for less than $80, and that's sitting in bleacher seats. So check out Mad Hatters. You're guaranteed to have a laugh. And I know opening comedians always, either Mike Stricker, I think he's going to be opening up in Fort Wayne at Donnie's show, I think. Don't hold that to me, but very funny guy. And then Neil Snyder, who's also part of the Mad Hatters and opening act, and really funny guy too. So again, check out www.madhattershows.com. Find a show near you. Every show is a state mandate. If the show comes and masks are required, then you wear your mask. It's not like everybody just going over there all being mouth breathers and with no mask. And Mad Hatters is making things safe for you to have fun. Thank you guys, and I'm glad Mad Hatters is back. Now, coming to the end of the show, as always, I like to leave you with a feeling good quote or something that gives you something to think about. But this quote comes from Maxim Lagasse, and the quote is, "Wherever you are, it's the place you need to be." And with that, folks, I will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. Be safe, and I'll see you next time. Laters!